Lesson 25. All Your Ways. In the last lesson, we finished Perek Aleph, Chapter 1 of Pirkei Avot. At the end of the recording, I chanted the short text that concludes every chapter. In this lesson, let's look more closely at this concluding text. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashya Omer. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashya says, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. The Holy Blessed One desired to confer merit upon Israel. Lefichach hirba lahem Torah u'mitzvot. Therefore, Hashem gave them Torah and mitzvot in abundance. Hashem chafetz laman tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem desired, for the sake of its spiritual perfecting, that the Torah be made great and glorious. This little text is actually from a different place in the Mishnah, at the end of Tractate Makot. And it's the only time that Rabbi Hananya ben Akashya appears anywhere in the Mishnah. Interestingly, the name of the tractate from which this comes, Makot, actually means flagellation, the ancient punishment of whipping or flogging someone. Why is this text chanted at the end of every chapter of Pirkei Avot? And what does it have to do with flagellation? There's a story of a young chassid who came to Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kotsk to pour out his worries and woes. He said, I used to spend most of my time studying Torah and davening. But now that I have a family and expenses have gone up so much, I have to spend nearly all my time on business just to keep up. What should I do? The Kotzker responded by quoting this Mishnah. Vatsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. The Holy Blessed One desired to confer merit upon Israel. Lefichach hirba lahem Torah u'mitzvot. Therefore Hashem gave them Torah and mitzvot in abundance. Now, said the Kotzker Rebbe, you might think that this Mishnah is the last thing you would want to hear. You came in here telling me that you don't have any time to daven or study or do mitzvot. And here I am quoting a Mishnah that says Hashem gave us so many mitzvot in order to give us merit. You might think that this would make you feel worse. Furthermore, what does merit have to do with having so many different mitzvot? Wouldn't it be better to keep your spiritual practice simple and doable, instead of being so complicated with so many different religious obligations? But that's the whole point. The abundance of mitzvot doesn't mean that everyone has to do everything. It means that different people in different situations will each find their unique path of holiness. For some, it's learning. For others, it's davening. And still for others, it's conducting business, if you conduct your business in a holy way. So, don't despair if you no longer have time to do the Torah and mitzvot you used to do. There's still plenty that you can do while you engage in your business. This story reflects the core Hasidic teaching that all of life can be sanctified, not just traditional holy practices. In fact, it's the purpose of the mitzvot, the traditional practices, to train you to live the holiness of the moment, in every moment. Without this understanding, Judaism can be misunderstood to be just a huge pile of practices and obligations, more of a punishment than a gift. Hence the connection with makot, with flagellation. If Judaism is just an endless list of obligations that you can never totally fulfill, it would lead you to feel like you're never good enough, and you could end up flagellating yourself with negative thoughts and judgments. But when you understand that all those practices are there to help you sanctify this moment, they become gifts. They're not burdens, they're opportunities. Opportunities to remind and train yourself to find the holiness and wholeness that's eternally present. So how do you do that? Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. the Holy Blessed One desires to confer merit on Israel. In other words, reality wants you to awaken, so to speak. There's an opportunity within this and every moment. The present is actually always pregnant with this opportunity. It's sitting there waiting for you to respond with wisdom instead of reactivity, to respond with appreciation rather than complaining, to respond with positivity rather than sloth, to respond with compassion and humor rather than judgment. And at the root of all these qualities is the most important and effortless effort of presence, of being conscious of being, and in that consciousness, being free and transcendent of everything that's fleeting, yet close and intimate with all of it at the same time. So for this chant, let's chant the words Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy Blessed One desires. Meaning, there's a desire in the very fabric of reality for you to awaken, and this moment is crafted exactly to fulfill that desire, if you but open to it. Ratsa means desire. Say Ratsa. Hakadosh means the holy. Say Hakadosh. Baruch Hu means it is blessed. Baruch blessed. Hu is it or he. Say Baruch Hu. The melody goes like this. Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's try it together. Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's take a moment to prepare for meditation. Finding a comfortable but alert position. Either seated, standing, lying down on your back, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. And bring your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, expanding your awareness to fill your whole body, chanting Naaseh. Naaseh. And bringing your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Vinishma. Vinishma. And as we chant Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy Blessed One desires, keep in mind that this moment is perfectly designed for you to awaken. You don't have to change it in any way, but simply open to it. Let your attention touch the fullness of this moment, with all that it is, every feeling, every sensation, every perception, every thought that arises. And most importantly, awareness of the space of awareness within which everything comes and goes. And let's chant. Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ratsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And repeating in your mind, it is now, now is the divine, Atahu, 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 And take a nice deep breath, coming from stillness back into activity with awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, expanding your awareness to saturate your whole body, chanting Naaseh, we will do. Naaseh. And bring your fingers to touch your forehead, chanting Venishma, we will hear. Venishma. And kiss your fingers. And as you come back into your activity, remember that this moment is already doing its work to wake you up. All you have to do is be attentive to it, open to it, and allow it to be. And now gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Al Yisrael Val Rabbanan Val Tamidehon Val Tamideh Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Ve'al koman de'askin bo'raita divatradein ve'divichol atar ve'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon ulechon shlama rabbechina v'chista v'rachemin v'chayin arichin u'mezone reviche ofakana min kadam avohon divishamaya v'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers, from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. V'imru, Amen.